I mean, it's a little different, but not by much. Obviously, I think that the emphasis goes a little bit more on Jason Witten, the backs, and some of the other receivers that they have, and Cole Beasley in the slot. I think they'll probably be a bigger role, play a bigger role in this game. Jason Witten's obviously, I think, one of Tony Romo's favorite targets, and we saw that in last week's game. And, you know, the last two drives, they were out there. Dez wasn't out there to even contribute, and they still were able to go up and down the field. So they're more than capable of moving on without Dez. And so we got to prepare like, you know, we want to win the game.
Does it add to the uncertainty that he's not there? In other words, you know, with the Falcons, I don't know if you knew what to expect, and it was just an execution technique thing. But is there a sense that you know what to expect this week?
I mean, you know, every time you prepare for a game, you have, you know, what you think they're going to run, what they've run in the past, but nothing's guaranteed. They can come out with a whole new game plan if they want to. And so we have a plan going in, but we have to be ready to adjust to anything they do.
How different, if you don't mind me going back, how different was what Atlanta did to what you expected?
It wasn't different at all.
It wasn't?
No.
So this was just a technique and an effort?
I mean, some plays, they're going to make some plays. We shouldn't have gave up.
Malcolm, how difficult is it going back to training camp, all the moving parts for the nickel position, guys moving around trying to figure out what the best group is? How does that affect the communication, things like that?
You know, I think one of the bright spots, I think, has been the versatility of a lot of the guys we have, and putting different guys into that nickel spot hasn't really changed anything. We've been able to communicate, get lined up, make calls the same as we always have. When we had nickel on the field this past week, we played really well. We matched up well. We challenged routes. We had PBUs and tight coverage. So we really enjoy and like our nickel package. Now, you know, we still have the option to put different guys in there depending on the matchup. So that gives us some more flexibility. And so we really like our nickel package.
Did you already feel that your nickel package was stronger than last year? Do you feel like that
pack
is going to be something special?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we feel that way about our secondary, that we're further ahead than we were last year. We're really excited about the guys that we have out there. And that's, you know, and we're about three or four guys deep, too. You know, if anybody were to go down and we had to put the next guy up, we're very, very confident in keeping that package out there. And so, you know, we're in a good spot. You know, obviously, we're still trying to correct some things and get a little bit better, but, you know, we're feeling good.
Do you think that nickel package, the personnel could change week to week, or do you think what you guys have been using could be what you guys stick with, or do you think it's...
Well, we've been changing week to week.
Do you think that'll continue? Do you think...
You know, it's really based on matchups and who we feel comfortable with, you know, what the opposing team is bringing as far as their package. You know, last week we felt really good about having me in the nickel playing against a little bit bigger receivers. So in this week, we're still trying to fill that out. And I think it'll be a week-to-week thing.
Was there any sense of frustration on your part with the interceptions that were kind of like right there for you?
I mean, yeah. I don't enjoy missing opportunities. But I'm not going to kill myself for making a good play. You know, it's those plays, obviously, I want to make to help my team. But... you know, I'm feeling good about the fact that, you know, I'm putting myself in position to make plays.
Just if you don't, and not just you, but if the mistakes on defense aren't those major ones, you know, keep getting the penalty when you had the turnover, you guys would have had a statistically dominating game, right? I mean, it would have been bunch of turnovers.
When we look back at the film, the only two plays that we wish we could have back was the touchdown, the deep touchdown to Julio, and then late in the game they had another deep throw to Julio on the sideline. You know, all the other ones were great plays by them, earned plays. We challenged the routes, they're going to catch them. And there are 10, 15-yard routes. Those won't beat us. But those two, and then, like you said, the penalty that negated a turnover, you know, those three plays right there, and we have what we're saying is a dominant day. But, you know, so that's why we're not really panicking, you know, on our end. It's small things to correct. Staying on top of a route here, communicating, and then not getting a penalty, and this game's totally different. So we're looking forward to cleaning those little mistakes up. And we have all the confidence in the world and the guys that we have out there. We're really looking forward to dominating this week.
Why do you think Dallas has had so much success playing here the last few years?
I don't know. I've only been here for 1 year.
teammates have talked about what an intelligent quarterback Tony Romo is. What are the keys to slowing him down on Sunday?
You got to get pressure. I think he's night and day when, you know, he's getting pressure and when he's got a clean pocket. You know, last week he was pretty clean and, you know, everybody's praising him. You know, that's the good Romo comes out where he's clutch, he's making plays, getting the ball out quick. You know, but if we can get to last year, Thanksgiving game, where we were hitting him, it was a big, it's a totally different story. Now the ball, you know, he's not comfortable in the pocket. He can't go through all his reads because he's feeling the pressure. And that's any quarterback. You know, every quarterback looks great when they got a clean pocket. A little bit of pressure takes them off of their rhythm. You get some bad throws, some tip balls, some interceptions, some turnovers. And sometimes they feel pressure even when it's not there. So I think with any good passer, you have to get them off rhythm.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. No problem.